Okay, we're back. You're listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're going to look at the internet this morning. John Simonton's on the line. John's our resident technology expert. He's a student of the internet. He heads the development firm Webstream Dynamics. And good morning, John. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. You know, it's been a long time since we've had you on.
Yes, it has.
And it seems like everything's changed. I mean, the internet changes hourly, it seems like. And since we talked last, which was almost a year ago, I looked it up just before we talked, and the internet seems to have grown dramatically. There's more sites, there's more surfers, there's more video, there's more flash, there's more everything, I guess. And it would seem to me like in that environment, it's going to be a lot harder to get noticed if you're selling floor coverings or anything else.
The internet is really is still continually evolving, and I call it really the wild, wild west, being that anything goes on the internet, everything is exploding, people are generating their own content on blogs, we have small sites are really controlling the bulk of the content. It's not the majors. Everybody thought, you know, majors would be the things that would just control all content, but if you think about it, there are a gazillion little sites out there with content, blogs with content, and all of that now is on the internet, and it's booming, and videos, the YouTubes, the different variety of different ways we have not only to search but to view information and content, from podcasting to videos to text content to flash, I mean, on and on. It's just overwhelming, the amount of information and things you can do or see on the internet, good and bad.
So I guess that does two things. What, it makes consumers a heck of a lot more sophisticated, I guess, doesn't it? It makes things harder to find. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I think, you know, the consumer today is not a newbie on the internet anymore. You know, we're not new to searching. Where, you know, a few years back, you really had a lot of people just starting out. You had dial-up, and then we went through the shakeout where everybody thought the internet was going to bust, and the internet didn't bust, and it has really grown and blossomed since then. But the amount of information in finding these sites is becoming more and more complex and difficult to do, and it's hard for the search engines to keep up with all the information, websites and web pages, and no longer is it, are you a unique entity with some type of information on your site that no one else has? Everybody seems to have the same thing. If you look at flooring, I mean, the idea of, how, you know, hardwood flooring, laminate flooring, carpet, all of that information, which one to buy, how to install, I mean, it's all over the internet.
And there's everything under the sun. Just to back up for a second, you were talking about blogs and video and flash and all the other, you know, everything under the sun out there somewhere on the internet. Does all this stuff, and I'm not thinking about blogs in general. I mean, some of these political blogs have really changed the landscape, it seems to me, where before these little folks would have no impact, now they have a huge impact. That makes what? Somebody coming to the internet is a whole lot more sophisticated than they were even a year ago. They're looking for different things, and when they go to a floor covering site, they're looking for more bells and whistles, I guess, than they would have looked for a year ago. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I don't know if they're looking for more, but they're, you know, the consumer is a task driven person. You know, when they're on the internet a lot of times, they're not just the general, oh gee whiz, I'm new to the internet, let's just go browse and see what's out there. They have certain sites they're going to frequent. They have the sites they're going to frequent that's because of their passion or because they're looking to solve a problem or, you know, buy something. And so they're using it for research and a lot of variety of other things, news. So when they come to a flooring, you know, it's really they're not anymore being the type of person that doesn't understand how to browse. They pretty much know how to browse, but they're looking for, you know, what are my options? I'm dreaming right now. I'm thinking of buying a floor. You know, where do I start? What do I look at? I know it's going to be my dining room. I know I want hardwood, but from there I have no clue what else. And they'll start that browsing and search, probably with the manufacturers, and start to get some ideas of what's out there, what's available, what are my options, and then from there start looking at their local stores and where to buy.
I see. You know, one thing, John, I've noticed about search engines, and we talked a year or so ago, and I can remember putting in certain keywords, carpet, laminate, hardwoods, you know, the basic food groups. Now it seems like I'm seeing different players come up. And I'm wondering, are things changing, and if so, why?
Well, when you talk about different players coming up, you have more and more, obviously, having websites. You also have a variety of sites that are changing. And as you make websites more interactive, meaning with flash and videos and things like that, the search engines that are going to spider the sites can't read the flash. They can't read the videos. And so you could have a major manufacturer website or a major portal or a site that has done well previously, and as they turn to these new technologies, they're going to realize that, you know, there may not be any text anymore on their homepage for the search engines to read. They don't have enough incoming links, and so they're going to drop in rankings, and somebody else may just be a site that's full of text and ads, a spam site or whatever, and all of a sudden they're jumping up to the top of the rankings just because they have the text and the keywords in the site and the page titles and everything that the search engines can read and start to say, you know, index and start to look at them as a viable source for that information, even though they really are not the viable source.
Is that because developers are unaware of this, or they do it anyway? Or it would seem to me if people are aware of what search engines are looking for, that they would obviously play to that, you know, play to them.
Well, I think everybody's looking to improve the user experience, and video and flash can really make it a more interesting experience for the user. At the same time, you got to look at it and say, you know, no matter how much money you spend on the website, do you want to get found on the natural or organic search? And that talks means you need text. You need the right text. In Google, you may need incoming links from other relevant websites. But the point is that if you're either going to have two options. If you want to try to get to the natural search and not pay for your listings, you know, then you're going to need to do the right keywords and have words throughout the website. If you really want to do the other things and enhance the site with video and flash and make it more interactive using those technologies, then you really got to look at, say, hey, you know, I'm going to have to find other ways of marketing it to drive the traffic, which means things like pay-per-click advertising, sponsored links, going to home decorating websites and buying banners, links, text ads, whatever it takes to drive that traffic.
I see. But I don't suppose anybody who goes into or develops a website, obviously they want to show up well on an organic search, even if they decide to go and spend a lot of money buying keywords.
Well, I think you got to really, you know, you got to look at the site as in several parts, and that is that, you know, first you can create a great website. You can spend thousands or millions of dollars on the website, but you also got to consider from the very start, you know, the marketing end of the website. How are you going to market it? How are you going to drive traffic? And that's the thing you got to look at from day one. When I work on e-commerce sites, I mean, that's the first thing we talk about is the marketing end of it. How are we going to do it? Because it's totally dynamic words. We want to have keywords in the URLs. We want to have keywords throughout within the pages that's going to help drive them to the organic side of it. But you're also going to need to be able to take that consumer on a pay-per-click end of it and drive them to the website as
right.
Well. So you try to marry the two together as efficiently as possible.
Do the keywords have to be on the home page or anywhere on the site, or how does that work?
Well, it you know, the deeper it in, obviously it gets tougher and tougher to get the weight to get the page ranking, where the, you know, the initial home page and things like that really have more with the search engines more possibility of getting to the top of the first page search results without getting too complicated on this.
Okay, this is going to conclude the first part of a five-part conversation looking at the Internet with John Simonson, the president of WebStream Dynamics. We'll air the second part of this conversation tomorrow, and you're listening to Floor Radio.